Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, November 5th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Ivory Coast warplanes bomb Waki near a Christian school. A Campus Crusade missionary is killed in Latvia, and India restores Christmas for government-run schools. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today on the Ivory Coast, where warplanes are once again bombing the rebel town of Waki. On Thursday, the planes made 3 passes. It's the first major outbreak of hostilities in over a year. Evangelical Baptist Missions' Chris Marine says the problem is the International Christian Academy is near the conflict.
The school is about 5 kilometers outside the town of Waki. The French military that evacuated the school 2 years ago are still living there on campus. And the report that we have is that ICA staff and students are safe and unharmed.
The school just reopened in September following the coup of 2002. Marine says they need prayer.
Pray for peace in the country, and then pray for safety for all missionaries living in the country, as well as for the school. We also would ask people to pray for the safety of the Christians that are living in the town of Waki that is being bombed.
Next, police in the former Soviet Republic of Latvia continue their investigation into the death of an American missionary. Karen Dye, a spokeswoman for Campus Crusade for Christ, confirms that the missionary was a Campus Crusade worker. Dye says the missionary's identity is being withheld by police while their investigation continues. The missionary was found dead in his apartment. A police spokeswoman says the man was found stabbed and strangled and believe he may have been a robbery victim. You're listening to Mission Network News, a book for young people that tells the story of Christ is now coming full circle. It's called The Book of Hope, and the fruit of its initial distribution in Russia has been incredible. Book of Hope's founder, Bob Hoskins, says what they're seeing now is miraculous.
We're seeing many young people that came to the Lord through the first Book of Hope distributions in Russia. They become pastors. They become church planters in one region of Perm, one church up there. This year alone has planted 342 new churches.
The results mean even more for intercultural outreach.
Russia had, under the old Soviet system, many traditionally Muslim nations that were a part of the Soviet Union. Today, a lot of Russian people still live there, so it's a perfect mission field for Russian missionaries. It's a back door to the Muslim world.
Workers in Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Afghanistan, and other Muslim areas need prayer for safety. Meanwhile, hundreds of pairs of shoes were the tools used in Romania to talk to orphaned children about Christ. Tiffany Taylor of Buckner Orphan Care International just returned from a Shoes for Orphans Souls trip, where members of the team began distributing more than 10,000 pairs of shoes to those in need.
The most important part for us with passing out these shoes is that we're able to share the gospel with the children. So we recruit these teams of people, and we had all walks of life. I had a 16-year-old up to a 63-year-old.
Taylor says Buckner works through the local church for a reason.
The shoes are a foot in the door to these orphanages, and what is able to happen afterwards is Buckner works with the local church volunteers so that they come in every week, and they do Bible study with these kids, and they continue to mentor them so that the children know they're not forgotten because there's people every week sharing the good news with them.
Buckner's recruiting more churches to collect more shoes and actually go on a shoe trip. And the Baptist World Alliance is reporting the restoration of the Christmas holidays in the government schools in India. Christians are hailing the move, coming in the days since a more moderate coalition government replaced the Hindu nationalist government. The head of the National Council of Churches in India calls it a positive signal. They hope it will promote respect for all religions. Those involved in evangelistic work call the move timely as it opens the door for school-related programs. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video of my upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved in orphan outreach. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.